And we have visitors in our studio this morning. We're honored to have with us from the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club, and that's Ann Murphy and Karen Bobo. And ladies, thank you for coming in and visiting with us.
Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure to have you, and we're talking about something special that comes. This is the 8th annual event. Tell us about it.
Right, we have our 8th annual Field to Fork, which is thanking our farmers for all that they do and for feeding Alabama and feeding America. And it will be this coming Saturday, the 22nd at 4 p.m. Central Time. It's at the Hopewell Community Center at McCord's Crossroads, which is at 7290 County Road 16 and Center. That's the corner of 16 and 29. We've got entertainment by Chad Steed, and the guest speaker is Josh Bryant from the Westlake Egg Company. We'll have a home-cooked meal, which is smoked pork loin and all the veggies and pound cake. And it's a suggested donation of $12 per meal, and we'll have door prizes and auctions also.
All right. And you have some that'll eat free, right?
Not at this one. That's at the veterans.
I'm sorry. Pardon me. Okay. But $12 suggested donation, and it's all going to be from the field to the table, right?
Yeah, right. Yes. And it'll be inside event, so they don't have to worry about the weather being so hot or anything. We'll have some spillover out on the porches or in the chapel, you know, if need be, but most of it will be inside.
Okay. And you certainly have a huge building, a big building.
Yes.
And it is so nice, and it's used by the community all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's available for rent for the chapel, for the Kerr Fellowship Hall, or both together for parties, weddings, anniversaries, meetings, whatever they want. We've even had celebration of lives there and funerals. So it's available for rent for, you know, a lot of different occasions.
Absolutely. And I know you ladies stay busy. If people want to become associated with the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club, how does that come about? Or is that by invitation, or can it be volunteer?
You can volunteer, or you can come and join us, or just come out and meet us, because we enjoy having all people, everybody there. We have the meetings the second Tuesday of every month. And we start at, we got a little different than a lot of people. We have a meal before we have our meeting. So we have a meeting at 5, and a meal at 5:30, and then we start the meeting at 6. And
now that's my kind of meal. that's my kind of meeting. Eat first and then meet later.
It started off as refreshments, but now it's went into a whole blown out supper.
Well, I'm not surprised with the McCord Crossroads Homemakers. There's so many great cooks out there, and people seem to enjoy cooking and sharing what they cook.
Yes, sir, we do.
I've been blessed to enjoy some of that over the years, and it's just been super, super nice, and we appreciate the opportunity to come and be there with you ladies. Now, all the activities get underway around 4?
4 o'clock, yes, sir.
Okay. That's a little bit later than what you have had in the past, isn't it?
It is. We like to give the farmers time to do what they need to do in the daytime. I know they start early morning. They can get whatever they need to do with their animals or crops, whatever, and then they're ready to come in and eat supper, so...
In the beginning, we talked to the farmers, and Miss Anna Jo did, and she... trying to figure out what was best for them, and this is the time of year that they would like to do it. So that's why we try to keep it the second or third week in the month of August. So.
And Ms. Edna Jo was the anchor for many years and got it started and kept it going.
Yes, right. Sir. We miss her.
Right. We miss her every day.
I know you do. There's no doubt about it. People like that can't be replaced.
No, no, there'll never be another one.
No.
Never. She works circles around all of us.
Yes, sir.
But she loved doing what she did.
She did.
Yeah.
That was her love language, feeding people.
Yeah, and she really did a great job. And, of course, we all love Miss Edna Jo. And also get a lot of support from the Kerr family out there.
Yes, sir. We sure do. And I want to remind everybody, Miss Edna Jo, if anybody didn't know this is a little note here. She worked on the garden. That was one of her projects. We have a garden and a little, they said it was a like a little pond, but it's more of a lake. It's pretty good size.
Mr. Doyle got carried away.
Yeah. But you can walk there from daylight to dark anytime you want to and just go around. And, we invite the public to come out and enjoy it. And we're working on it still, trying to get it up. It takes a little money and a little funds to get going. We just do it a little at a time. So
there's benches. There's four benches all along the walkway to sit, whichever one you want to, and to enjoy the scenery, enjoy the solitude and quiet.
Your neighborhood out there in the McCord's Crossroads area or anywhere else in the county, if people wanted to make a donation to help you further those activities, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can come to one of our events, or they can mail the donation in if they'd like, and I can give you an address for them to mail that to. Bear me just a second, because I don't know her address off the top of my head.
And they also can just, like I said, come out and join us or ask one of the members, talk to our members. We have, 20 members now? And so we're still working on getting new. We would love to have some younger people, because we are getting the age that... we need help. So.
They can mail it, if they want to mail a donation, to 2621 County Road 793 in Center, 35960. That's to Sandy Goodwin. She's our treasurer.
All right. And now, folks, if you want to become associated with them, now you need to put on your working pants, because these folks work. And this is a working club, am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. We like to have fun and relax, but... We have to work. We have to pay insurance and utilities and maintenance. We've got to be able to do all that besides our projects.
But also, you do so much in the community, and we want to recognize all the work that you do out there, because from one season to another. It's never ending.
It doesn't seem like it stops.
Oh, and everybody keep your ear listening for a Christmas. We're going to have a Christmas thing again this year, and it's free to children, and what is it, 12 up to, from one to, I mean, from birth to 12, and everybody will get a gift, and they have a little Santa Claus, and you wouldn't believe Miss Linda what she does in the community center. So
it looks like a winter wonderland with I don't know how many Christmas trees she's up to now, probably close to 50 of all different sizes.
Wow.
Of Christmas trees all decorated different ways, and she wanted it just like a winter wonderland. That's why we don't have it start until about 4, where it's kind of darker so you can see all the beautiful lights. Santa Claus will be there, and you have free pictures with Santa. You just take the pictures yourself with your camera.
Right.
We have a real good Santa there.
Last year we didn't have as good a participation, but it was our first year, so we're looking for a bigger participation this
Absolutely.
Year.
And I'm sure you're going to send us information.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let people know about it and let them come and enjoy it.
Yes, right. Sir. It's called Christmas at the Crossroads.
All right. So a lot of activity going on out there. You still have your turkey shoots?
We haven't had them. We haven't had as much participation in that lately, so I don't know if we're going to have one this year, this fall or not. We did not have one in the spring, but this fall we'll have to think about that a little later on.
Okay. Well, good luck to you with all the work. But the 8th Annual Field of Fork, and to honor the farmers and to thank them for all they do. Well, without the farmers, we wouldn't be eating, would we?
No. Wouldn't be eating, wouldn't have anything to wear.
Right.
And so many products that you don't even think about, that all the, the products from the fields and all, and the animals that it provides.
Absolutely.
Even the cotton goes back. They're feeding cotton, the waste, cows and stuff, the waste from the cotton, and I had no idea that they did that.
Right.
So then they sell the cotton seed for cows, but this is something different they've had the last few years. And so it's just a blessing that we have the farmers. It really is.
Oh, amen.
Absolutely. And they do a marvelous job for us, and we appreciate them. This is a way to show our appreciation, to come out and honor them at the Hopewell Community Center that's going on at the McCord's Crossroads, County Road 16, 7290. And gets underway Saturday at 4. And looking forward to another great event.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing everybody.
Anything, ladies, that we've left out that you need to cover before we cut away?
Not that I can think of.
Well, Ann and Kara, thank you for coming in and visiting with us and sharing with us about the entertainment that's coming. Guest speakers, Josh Bryant, Weiss Lake Egg Company, and musical entertainment provided by Chad Steed. Going to be a great evening, and come out and enjoy it. Everything gets underway at 4 o'clock. Need to be there by 3:30, 3:45?
Somewhere around 3:45. We make sure you're in the building by 4.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. We'll look forward to seeing everyone Saturday evening or afternoon at the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club.